Welcome to the show, where country music's biggest stars share their stories, and the hits keep coming.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Hey, everybody, it's John Party.
Hey, guys, it's Jordan Davis.
And you're listening to DJ Chris Armstrong.
DJ
Chris Armstrong.
This is Country Conversations with your host, DJ Chris Armstrong.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, good to have you on board. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. It's a nice day here in Nashville. Just out walking the dogs right now. We leave tomorrow, so this is the head to the UK. So this is our last day at home for a few weeks.
It's been a busy time, a busy couple of weeks for you guys. You had your album launch then, Port St. Joe, about a week and a half ago, and then you're at Stagecoach at the weekend. How was that festival for you?
Yeah, it was good. It's been, it seems as funny as it's only been a week and a half ago, but so much has happened between album release and today that it's been kind of a whirlwind between the late night television shows and doing some, we did a couple little local album record store day and all that kind of stuff. So it's been really good. I feel like the response has been great.
So let's rewind the clock right back to the start. You guys grew up in Maryland. Tell us a bit about what that was like.
Yeah, we're from a little town. It's called Deal, Maryland. And, you know, it was a little, probably 6,000 people or so. And it was a cool place to grow up. You know, it was a place where we grew up and everyone knew everyone. And I think that, you know, kind of people ask us often how we got into country music being from Maryland, because it's, you know, the kind of the more northeast of the states isn't really associated with country music.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think just kind of being in that kind of really small town is just kind of a big game changer for really kind of how we play music. You know, our dad's a plumber, mom's a hairdresser. We grew up around people that were electricians and we grew up on the water. So there's a lot of like really hard watermen, you know, people that went out and early in the morning to get to fish and crab and you know, it's a really hard living. And so we grew up around that. It was more of, you know, it was a very fun, but a very hard lifestyle. Definitely, they say roughneck. And so, you know, I think that's just kind of, it's really, really kind of went into where we are, not only musically, but just kind of who we are as people and always standing up for ourselves and standing up for, you know, those around us. And it's definitely had a huge part on who we are.
I think growing up plays, and where you're raised, where you're born, and the influence and the environment around you has a big part to play in who you turn out to be. And especially, I suppose, from an artist's point of view, there's a wealth of material there you can use when it comes to putting words down for music on paper.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it's a lot has happened, and in some ways, I feel like I'm the same person I've always been. You know, I think kind of having these awards and having success or on radio or on tours has just really kind of like highlighted those things that were always there all along and were always important. And you know, I think it's probably one of the most fortunate things that we've gotten out of the success that we had is just really the is being able to have that kind of really eye-opening experience of, wow, like it isn't about the fame and the fortune. You know, it's about a lot of the things that have always been there and have always been important to us. And I think those are the same things that are important to our fans as well.
Growing up as brothers then, were you always friends, or is there ever a bit of rivalry between you?
First of all, yeah, we have always been friends. We've always been really close, almost in the way that like twins would be. But, you know, obviously being brothers, we are no stranger to button heads. And, you know, I think that one of the kind of beautiful things about how our dynamic works and how our duo is comprised is the fact that, you know, I sing, John is the guitar player. And yeah. So there hasn't been a ton of this like competitive feeling between us because we ultimately are pretty different. You know, I think like John doesn't really care to sing too much. And I don't really care to play any lead solos.
Yeah.
So it works out really. I mean, I love like sitting back and playing rhythm while he plays solos. And I think, you know, he loves singing harmonies while I'm singing lead. And so it never felt like, man, I want to sing this song or, hey, I want to play the solo here. It was just kind of, we all had our own space for our own thing. And it's always been very fluid, very, very relaxed feeling.
That's great. It's like a well put together jigsaw. There's your shape, you've his shape, and you just work well together. So I think it comes across, I think, as well in performances and just generally how people picture you guys. I think it just shows very well that relationship that you do have together. So a very big well done there.
It is interesting because, you know, it is that way. I mean, we do get along mostly, and I think it's really interesting that we also disagree, but, you know, kind of our music is sometimes us agreeing and disagreeing, but coming to a compromise or coming to what we something that we both think is great. You know, I think that's important to in this day and age to see how two people can work together to make something better.
In terms of the band, then the name, obviously, it says exactly on the tin who's inside. You know, the Brothers Osborne. Did it take much time to come up with that name, or was there a bit of deliberation over it?
I know. Well, we're brothers, and our last name's Osborne, so it seems like it should be easy. But in all honesty, it was a little strange because we have the Osborne Brothers, which are a really famous bluegrass group, and every person under the sun that has a Facebook or Instagram, they all have these band names. And so it's surprisingly hard to come up with a band name, but I thought it was quite fitting to kind of slip it. And I thought it just sounded interesting to say Brothers Osborne. It just had something about it was very interesting to me.
No, it's definitely unique and intriguing. People know, obviously, from the outset that you're brothers, and I suppose they want to hear what sort of stuff you come up with. So, it probably entices people to go in and have a listen and see what you are doing together. So that's pretty good. I know you've moved to Nashville in the mid-2000s. What was your first impressions then in arriving in Music City?
Yeah, I mean, Nashville's changed a lot since I first moved here. You know, when we first came here, it was, you know, it seemed, you know, being from a small town and coming here, it seemed like, God, it seemed huge, you know, this massive town. And, you know, it's still kind of, it still feels that way. It's probably grown almost twice in size since we've been here. And, you know, I think it has a very, you know, hear this from a lot of people where it has a very kind of, it's a large city, but it still feels like a small town. You still run into people you know. It feels like home, you know, and I like that about this town. It's just kind of very humble, very friendly people, and, you know, I like it. And a lot of talented people here, too. You know, the bar is always being risen, you know, it's such a honor to be a part of the community here.
I know if you were to go out into a bar on any given night in Belfast, there's generally always some sort of music on, but whether it's good is quite questionable. But I've heard plenty of people say that whenever you go into a bar in Nashville, you know, the quality of the music, no matter where you go, is second to none. So it's definitely a big mecca, I suppose, for people.
Well, I think it's cool, first of all, that, you know, it doesn't matter, like, that people just want to play music, because it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to be like this super mega talent. You know, I think it's just fun to have people that want to join in and play. And so I'm extremely excited to go to Belfast and to check that out firsthand. But Nashville anywhere you go. I mean, that's the thing. When I first moved here, it humbled me really fast. It was like, wow, this, you know, your server serving you at the table is, you know, an incredible singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And so, And I think that's like a thing here where it kind of does keep people humble and keeps them, always working hard. You know, I think one of the people ask us for advice, and often we tell them just work really hard and be nice to people. Those are the two biggest things to do. I mean, because you're here in Nashville, and if you're a pain in the ass or you're hard to deal with, there are hundreds or thousands of people that are just waiting to take your position at any point in time. And they'll just step, they'll step right into your shoes faster than you can blink. So it keeps people really grounded, which I like.
If you are going to make it, you need to be humble. You need to be yourself and just go for it and be honest. Port St. Joe, your latest album then, that's come out. It's made an amazing start on the US country charts as well as the UK. It's debuted here in the UK at number 47, which is pretty good for like an outsider country album. And so you're pretty happy yourself with the way it's going?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the album we put out here. It's done very well in the States. I think most importantly, though, we weren't really too concerned with the first week numbers. What we wanted to do was just get some more music out there for our fans and hopefully make more fans. You know, I think, a lot of people put music out to try to have that first week where they're number one. You know, we got the number one album this week, but ultimately the fans don't really care. You know, it's, they just know if they like it or not. And that's where, we were with this. We just wanted to, we wanted to get some music out there, and we think in the long run, the more people that hear more music, the better it will be for us and for our live shows and ultimately for our fans.
I know it's going to be quite a unique sound of an album. And I was reading up on it. You didn't actually record it in a studio. You recorded it in a house down in Port St. Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to Port St. Joe, Florida, and we sat for 2 weeks. We kind of shacked up in this beach house and recorded the record. You know, it was unusual the way we did it. You know, I think we went into a house that had there was like a kitchen, a dining room, and a living room all in one big communal space, and we just kind of shacked up there for a little bit and recorded.
No, it's definitely a bit of a different approach, and I suppose what's the point in being constrained to the four blank walls in a studio when you can have that beach house and even probably inspiration for other stuff?
I think, you know, it is, and it's cool because, I mean, ultimately, too, another thing was we were out where we were on the beach. There wasn't any cell service, so we weren't on our phones. We were all just sitting there and very engaged, and it felt like we were just sitting at home playing music. And I think you can hear that on the record where it just sounds like we were all together hanging out and having a good time.
That's good. That's good to be natural and to be just yourself. Definitely, definitely. I know this Saturday, well, Friday night, first of all, you're stopping off in Dublin down in the Academy. And then Saturday night, you're playing local here in Northern Ireland in Belfast at the Limelight. Is this your first time in Ireland, or have you been here before, or what's your thoughts there?
It is, yeah. I have, unfortunately, every time that we've been over, for whatever reasons, we've never had the time to go to Ireland, which is, you know, a country that I've wanted to check out the most. The country's beauty, but to also just to see how everyone says that they're crazy as hell, and I can relate to that.
You'll get a bit of time to yourself, or is it fairly straight in, straight out?
It is. It's pretty packed. We've got a little bit of time, but we, it's expensive being over there, us getting over there. So we're keeping it jam packed with a bunch of different stuff. And you know, I think we're trying to work on getting over there at the end of doing another tour at the end of the year. So hopefully we'll be able to double back around after this and just keep growing it and keep coming back.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward myself to Saturday night, and I know it'll be a great performance. And if you've any qualms of coming back at all, definitely do put it back on your calendar. I know there's a lot of fans over here for you guys, and you'll be well welcomed definitely any time at all.
Oh, I hope so.
But one more question then. I suppose if you're rocking up into the limelight on Saturday night and you're feeling a bit thirsty and somebody wants to buy you a drink, what's your tipple? What's your drink of choice?
Anything but Fireball and Jägermeister. Just not those. we'll take whiskey, tequila, vodka, just whatever. We don't discriminate.
Well, fair play to you. Fair play to you. I'm definitely looking forward to Saturday night, and I really can't wait for it.
Oh, nice. So you coming out? You're going to come out and have a drink?
I'll definitely be there, yeah.
Perfect. Is there any requests?
Well, I know you're definitely going to be playing Shoot Me Straight. I could listen to that song on repeat all day.
Well, good. We'll probably put it early in the set, but be there from the beginning.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to miss a second. I'll definitely be there. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me. But I'm really looking forward to it. And safe travels, guys, for the two of you.
Appreciate you. I will see you soon.
Cheers, thank you.
And take care. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Country Conversation with DJ Chris Armstrong. We hope you enjoyed today's show.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
For more information and updates, make sure to follow DJ Chris Armstrong on Facebook and on Instagram at DJ_Chris Armstrong.
I always follow him.
Make sure to stay up to date with the latest episodes on Spotify, Amazon, DJChrisArmstrong.com, and more.
It's all online.
On the web.
Until next time, take care.